The U.S. Supreme Court back in 1978 ruled that Native American tribes could not exercise criminal jurisdiction over non-Indians. In other words, there was a gap in the legal system when it came to fighting crime in Indian country. Yi-Ting Wu is an assistant U.S. attorney.
The tribes did not have the ability to prosecute, for example, non-Indian offenders who are committing domestic violence against their intimate partners, you know, their spouse, their dating partner, the person that they intimately share a household with when that crime occurs on Indian land.
Tribal leaders had been pushing for greater authority when it comes to prosecuting domestic violence offenders. That's because of the high rate of domestic abuse on reservations. Teresa Polly is the chief judge of the Tulalip Tribal Court.
When you have victimization happening in your community, the best resource to address it is a local resource. And in Indian country, that's tribal courts and tribal police.
Last year's reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act granted the domestic violence criminal jurisdiction to all Indian tribes starting next year. But a pilot program is allowing three Western tribes to start prosecuting later this month. That includes the Tulalip, the Umatilla tribe in Oregon, and the Pascua-Yaqui tribe in Arizona. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.